The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 17 September 2018. And Steve, there's a lot of stuff that we haven't even talked about yet, but let me go back to this 60 Minutes story where there were 1 million tests that weren't validated, and they discovered this in 2016. Now, you're in the medical field. You have to work with doctors every day.
Yep.
Doctors, the procedure is you got somebody that's sick. Well, what are they sick of or from? Right. And you do your diagnostics. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got symptoms. The symptoms point to the cause and the effect. And what you do is you do tests to validate your assumptions on your diagnosis. Is that pretty correct?
Yep, that's true.
Okay.
That's straight.
Yep. All right. So based on the information that you have, you make your diagnoses of that patient that may or may not have a life-threatening illness or disease or malfunction of some sort. Mm-hmm. And we had 1 million tests that were done, and they were invalidated because, well, the test system just didn't work. And you brought up the issue about litigation.
Yes.
How many of these people that were misdiagnosed by the phony Edison machine and this corrupt little thing? She's a little psychopath if I ever saw one.
She is. Yeah.
She wants to be Steve Jobs. Well,
yeah.
Steve Jobs wouldn't even do anything like this.
No. And these people don't know they were duped in the fraudulent labs and everything else. Like I said, you said it right. You got the labs. You got the diagnosis. They get your initial diagnosis, what you think it is based on symptoms.
Yeah.
And then you do your labs, and it backs up your thesis of saying, yeah, it's probably this. And then you make your treatment recommendations, correct? And, if the labs coming back to you are fraudulent labs, then it could point to another disease process, and you're going to go a different route with different medication, different treatment
modality. That could possibly what to the patient? Kill
cause
the
death.
Bingo.
Cause death.
Bingo.
Right.
So how many of these people ended up dead? How many of them died because of misdiagnosis?
We will never know.
Nah, that's because a deal was made.
Yep.
Holy, I said to you, we had a nice discussion this afternoon. You usually call me up, hey, what's the topic for today, or what are you going to talk about, this, that, and the other? Mm-hmm. And our first conversation lasted about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then I called you back, and then we started to get into the meat of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said to you, this is wearing people out. It's wearing them out to the point where they just don't want to hear any more about anything.
Yeah.
And I said the intent of this is to wear people down, to go after their resolve, to make it look that it's just so corrupt, that it's impossible. You just can't right the ship because it's just taken on too much water.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I'm not advocating doing a bucket brigade for the RMS Titanic, okay? Throwing over a couple gallons of water when 10,000 is poured into the boat ain't going to make it. But this is designed to, and I told you, Steve, I said, I know that this isn't their intent because it's working on me.
Yeah.
This is designed, folks, to wear you down to the quick, to stop your resistance, to prove to you that it's just so massive and so corrupt, there isn't anything that we can do about this.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Right
and there. You know what? That is 100% exactly wrong.
Yeah.
Because the cover, I mean, just people covering other people's butts. Folks, if there is a serious felony, you aid and abet or you withhold information, guess what? That's a felony punishable by multiple years in jail. So everybody's sitting back covering each other's butts. And this has got to come to a stop. And the best way, as I said, for the New World Order's plans for America that has gone unchecked for 104 years is the emptying of real wealth in this country by their fiat money system. Oh, and by the way, their taxation. And they call it interest. Folks, they've done their robbing. It continues to this day. And you know, people are conditioned. I've been complaining on air. Why aren't more talk show hosts talking about this? This is the number one problem shoved in your face. You're dealing with it every single day. I mean, are these the people that are going to believe the lies coming out of the Trump White House that 4 million people went back to work? Oh, we ain't got enough skilled labor to fill these jobs? Give me a break.
You know, John, it mentioned Walgreens accepted a quarter of what they invested in this fraudulent lab machine.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, I'm not sure what Walgreens is as far as how much billions it's worth, but why would they accept only a quarter of what they put into this?
They were told that we'll excuse the liability that you had a part playing in putting out phony tests. Could that be it? That will limit the legal liability against you. And I can't reach my checkbook fast enough.
Yeah. And the FDA, what's their excuse for covering? Embarrassment?
No, the FDA continues to cover because they don't want anybody to know that they're really the guy behind a curtain claiming to be the Wizard of Oz. Them, their counterparts at the CDC, and all the other shenanigans that these people are just, I mean, God, folks, it's not insurmountable. Is it yucky? Is it unbelievable at times? Yes, it is. And what's your response to it? Well, it's the way they are. That's the way they operate. They're all a bunch of crooks.
Yeah.
And then the crime continues. It goes on the next day and the next week and the next month and the next year. And the problems are so bad in this country right now. Steve, you've had to have seen this one.
What's up?
Who's the guy that has Domino Pizzas?
That guy. Yeah. John something, right?
Yeah.
John.
Yeah. Mikey, you doing fact-checking over here?
Not sure his last name. John something.
It's Papa John's. No, it's Papa John's Pizza, not Domino's.
Yeah, Papa John's.
But he ran into loggerheads with the NFL. He goes, you know what? You know, I spend a lot of money with you people, and you're doing this kneeling stuff, and you're not grabbing a hold of this. You know, he put up a stink. Well, he was uninvited from the NFL dinner table. Well, he took another approach since he's going to lose millions and I don't know how could be billions in sales. I don't know. But they come out with a brand new program. We need $3 trillion to fix our crumbling bridges, our sewer systems that are falling into big holes along with your car and your dog if you've got them out for a walk. Potholes so big that you can't even see. Wait a minute. Look down that dark, dank hole. You might see a Chinaman on the other side of the planet. We need $3 trillion just to stop the crumbling in this country, so we got Papa John's to come out to make the deal that if you're driving down the road and your pizza falls off your thing and it hits the floor, you know, we'll replace your pizza and then we'll go out and fix the pothole that did the damage.
Right.
Domino's? Is it
Domino's? Domino's does that. That's okay. Domino's does that one. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Domino's. Well, excuse me? What about the damage to my car? Who's going to fix that? You know, you're worried about a damn pizza that fell on the floor. I'm trying to pick the shock absorber out of my left nostril just came through the firewall through my head. And you're talking to me about replacing a pizza. This is how insane things are getting. And people are going, oh, that's kind of cool. If I lose a pizza because I hit a pothole. Without ever thinking what's actually going on. The entire economic system in this country has been turned on its head. We're trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in the hole with no escape from this because we've got another problem here.
Yeah, Johnny, what you need to do is take that Domino's pizza, eat half of it, then flip it over and smash it a little bit, then bring it back into the store and say, it fell off my car. I put it on top of my car, and they open it up and say, well, half of it's gone. I don't know what happened to it. Can you give me another full pizza?
The dog ate it. John John Schnatter is Papa John's founder.
That's it.
And I think it was Papa John's. I might have been an error there with Domino's. It was Papa John's that had the big NFL contract. Well, you won't see. What you see up there is Pizza Slut now. It's not Papa John's anymore.
He got in trouble with something with the something they kept saying was racism. He made a comment. I can't remember what it was about. And they claim he was a racist, and then he gets a nice fine, and then he steps down. So I can't remember.
Well, wait a minute. Well, let's explore this for another second here. So we've got black people that 75% of the league is made up of rich black people. Okay? It matters. Black lives matter. Let's kneel. Let's not stand or put our hand on our heart. I won't do that for different reasons, not because of what they're doing. But we've got a bunch of people that have multi-million dollar a year jobs. How much money are they giving away? How much do they believe in socialism? You know, I want one of these characters is making $8-10 million a year going, well, I just signed a multi-year deal for $30 million. You know what? I'm going to give 20 to my favorite charity. What? You never hear that, do you?
Never.
Well, that's because they want everybody, the dumb schmucks out there, to pay for it rather than the people that can, if they wanted to. But you know what? They don't want to.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I had a little beef with my mom about this. Living in Indianapolis, of course, Peyton Manning, the great quarterback, donated a little bit of money to Riley Children's Hospital to have his name on a wing, and she thought that was just awesome. And I said, you know, true humanitarians will make donations
anonymously,
and then what he's doing is getting himself in the headlights there, the headlines and everything else, and boosting his image. And of course, with that, getting more promotion and more commercials, this and this. And I said, a true humanitarian will do this anonymously, and $1 million is nothing to a guy like this. And so I had to kind of educate her on this, of people giving. But really, they're giving to show it's the image they want to portray themselves and the money they want to reap in for being the good humanitarians that they supposedly are. And I said, well, just do it anonymous. And I said, I have more respect for the guy who doesn't have the millions and puts a lot in and sends over. Let's say he dies and he gives his will to the hospital there and he's worth $100,000 and he gives all of his money to Riley Children's Hospital. He's not going to get his name on a wing for the Children's Hospital, but the point is he's given a hell of a lot more of what he has than somebody who can just – who's going to reap more than $1 million in commercial time for pitching a product.
Or the donation he gave is written off against future earnings, and he really didn't have to give up anything. By the way, right. Peyton Manning, and this came from very small circles. You know, it pays to have friends in low places sometimes. Some of the golf caddies, he was a golf nut, some of the golf caddies came forward and said, you know, Peyton Manning, nobody wants to caddy for this character. And I asked the question, why? Because he's a lousy tipper. Here's a multimillionaire, hero to many young kids and stupid adults and their family.
Well, this also reminds me of when Oprah gave away cars. Do you remember that whole deal when she had a show and she gave everybody in the audience a car? Well, it turns out she didn't buy the car, but it was a big promotion from GM. They donated the cars. They wrote it off on taxes for next year. And she steps up to say, well, I'm going to give everybody a car. Well, you didn't give everybody a car. GM gave everybody a car, but that's because it was a big promotion. They were trying to get more people to buy cars. But she took the credit for it.
And chances are it was probably a model of something that languished because nobody wanted them.
Exactly.
Solves many different problems.
Yeah, we got to get rid of these.
You know, I wish to hell she'd go back to acting. The Color Purple, her and Whoopi Goldberg.
Yep.
You know, that was those two at their peak. And they were talented, They had a profession. Now what's Opapa now? I don't even know what the hell she is anymore. I know she's one rich son of a gun. I know that much.
Yeah.
Jeff in Georgia. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, guys. It's good to hear you. You know, good news. I was listening to Steve yesterday, and he was starting to talk along my lines about a debt reset. You know, I've called for a massive reform, which is revolutionary against banking. And I've did that many times on the show, and I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to do so. But, you know, every time that I listen, I hear more and more reason that gives me assurance that I'm correct. You mentioned that we need $3 trillion for roads and bridges and this type of thing. Wouldn't it be beautiful if the 17s, the 18s, the 19s, the 20-year-olds, you know, our American citizens were working those jobs? They would have a stake in the country. They would be off the street. They would be out of the jails. Many of them would be off the dope. I mean, we have to have a revolution, and we cannot. It has to happen in my lifetime. If I knew 10 years from now you would still be talking about this, I would have to politely excuse myself. I'm for change. I'm for massive change.
Yeah, Jeff.
I saw us walk on the moon.
I agree with you, but in order, and I don't want to slight what you're suggesting, you know, putting the kids back on the streets to fix the streets. It's a hell of an idea. But why don't we address the problem as to why we have a $3 trillion deficit that should have been going to repairing? Because we've been putting tax money into this. We've been paying for this stuff. Why don't we get to the point where we straighten out the funny money system and the interest, so more people can keep the wealth that they actually earn? And maybe we wouldn't have these problems if we had honest government that took on the responsibility. Now, understand that a lot of what the state and the federal government takes on, they really don't have to take on, but they do. But it's their structure. It's their ideas. But the only solution they have when they're short of cash is just raising taxes or doing this, that, and the other. Look, Jeff, let's back this thing down. Rather than putting another Band-Aid on the busting dike here, let's go to the heart of the problem that's causing it in the first place. Can we do that?
What's the heart of the problem?
I'm going to give up business of talk radio, I swear to God.
John, the heart of the problem is the banking system.
Bingo! So why did you have to ask the question?
Well, because I thought there was some disagreement with my ideal of canceling the debt. If it's fraudulent, if it's not fraudulent, I'm a liar.
Okay.
You know, if it's not fraudulent, I'm a liar, and I will accept that.
Hold on here a second, Jeff. For all those concerned have been on the takedown of 104 years in this country, this was all done legally. Now, you compare it to the Constitution that says that only Congress has the right to issue and, you know, how much money is actually worth and what it's backed by. It even gives you the gram and the weight. Okay? They've abrogated their responsibility. But do you think if they were doing this for 104 years that somebody wouldn't have noticed that it's illegal? No, they made it legal. They made it legal. They took an illegality, rubber stamped the thing and said, okay, before that was, well, that was larceny and give it a name of the highest degree. But no, we're just going to rubber stamp it and allow it and renew it and keep it going.
Hey, Jeff, aside of the banking situation, the funny money system here, I often think about 17 years in Iraq and Afghanistan and $7 trillion that has been squandered
more than that.
in this effort here, and a failure, a complete failure. I think about that $7 trillion or more of what we could have done with that.
And I think of the millions of lives that have been lost because
that too.
Yeah, of the $7 trillion that they allowed to kill mass amounts of people.
$7 trillion.
We'll be back. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke.
How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams. And is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder to be.
All right, we're back. I appreciate Jeff, but everybody's doing the Band-Aid thing, and nobody can get on the same page. We've got to make the funny money people go away, folks. Jeez. 10 years ago, they gave you a prime example of how much power they can wield. And here we are a decade later, suffering because of it still. Steve, I am just... Oh, I've got Dan Sutterfield here. Uh-oh. Hello, Dan Sutterfield.
Yes, good evening, John.
How are you?
I'm great. I had a great afternoon, as you well know already.
And I was shocked and surprised. A lot of people don't know background stuff. I was sending emails back and forth to Dr. Piazin, and all of a sudden I get a one sentence, not at this time. And I'm like, wait a minute here.
Yep.
Did we feed him too much information? Because I couldn't even, the guy was so busy, I couldn't even get him on the air to do a 15-minute interview.
And you know, John, that sounds almost phony, but he come across totally legit. Whenever I called him, he couldn't have been any nicer this afternoon, John, on the phone. And I happened to have his cell phone number, and I just called him and asked him if he had time. He said, sure, what's up? I made sure he knew who I was, and that we had run this fundraiser once before, and he said, you know, I looked into RBN. It's very reputable. And I said, well, thank you. I'm glad you appreciate it. And he said, yeah. He just said, I'm just too busy. He's on two or three other talk shows, or he's running spots on them, I guess. And I'm not the greatest secretary. I didn't get the names written down, but I did recognize a couple of the people that he talked about. And then he's right in the middle of creating the overnight facility out there at Frontsite there in Nevada. They're putting in the plumbing and pouring the footings, and you know, he said 18 to 24 months he'd have that finished, the overnight facility. So he's right in the middle of all that. So I guess he is busy. He sounded just as straightforward as anybody I've ever talked to.
Well, and I've always enjoyed when I did have an opportunity to speak to him. I mean, I interviewed him years ago.
That's what you said.
Yeah, and, you know, I found the guy to be more than honest, straightforward, and just down home and, well, just like any good old boy down here in Texas. You know, no errors, no nothing. He's on a mission, and he wants to train people. He's already trained over 1 million people to use firearms correctly in any given situation. And Dan, you know, this has been my bailiwick for a long time, is people, every time there was something threatening about guns, going back to the Bill Clinton days, you know, we've got to do something about these firearms. And then the NGOs and every mother and her uncle and foundation would jump on board. Yeah, we got to get rid of these guns. And then what would happen? Massive gun sales spiked after, you know, so people were buying firearms, mm-hmm. and they were buying the bullets, but did they know how to even use the things? Did they know how to break them down? Did they know how to use them? And, you know, they say, Dan, the little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. So is somebody with a firearm that thinks they're now a Billy Bad Button, they can take care of any situation because now they got a firearm. Well, this whole thing centers around what you know and how to deal with that situation. Hopefully you won't have to use the firearm with blowing off limbs and popping out eyes out of people's skulls. You know, hopefully it won't go that far. But people have no idea. They are not psychologically prepared. And you don't have time to think about it. You've got that fast, that fleeting moment to make a decision. Otherwise, guess what? You're the one with the toe tag in the local morgue.
Yep.
So this has always been my driving force behind this. And today, what did Dr. Ignatius Piazza tell you today?
Well, I explained to him that I realized that the offer that you and I had made to him not too long ago, to have him come on and take a spot on your network and promote it there, and he couldn't do it, you know, like you said just a minute ago, he's just too busy. And I said, I realize that, sir, but we would really like to run another fundraiser today, start it just as soon as possible. And he said, you know, I've looked into RBN, it's very reputable, I agree with what they're doing, and it'll be fine, just go right ahead, Dan.
So we have permission to run it for another 90 days.
Well, till the end of the year is what he said.
Well, that's about 90 days. 90 days.
Yes, sir, it is.
90 days in a week.
And I'll tell you, John, I'm being quite optimistic here. I'm a fairly optimistic person, I think. And I would love to see us hit that 1,000 man mark. That means we need an average of right at 12 people a day. And that would really give RBN the transfusion it needs. I was talking to John Moore earlier today, and he said that you guys are in really bad need of some kind of a computer or something.
Oh, gosh. let me put it to you this way. This is a mishmash of digital and analog equipment, and all of it is old stuff that needed to be replaced back when Hector is a pup, and I think Hector just died last week of old age. Hang on a second, Dan. I've got to take the bottom of the hour break. Steve's down there in God's waiting room, and I know he's chomping at the bit to get in on this thing. Here's a guy that I want you to get out there to train. He's hell on wheels with a hypodermic, but not much good with a gun. We'll be back.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real.
100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Let me go over here with, in case you weren't around or you missed this before, for a one-time donation of $500, you will receive an unheard-of thank you bonus, a Commander Lifetime membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute near Pahrump, Nevada, not too far from Vegas if you get the itch for Vegas. The Commander membership is advertised at $25,000 and has numerous amazing benefits, including need a gun? Need to buy a gun for $50 over dealer cost? Yeah, that's the difference, folks. Dealer cost, not $50 off of retail, $50 over dealer cost. Any class guaranteed with a 2 weeks notice, ammo at 20% over manufacturer's cost, free overnight accommodations at their on-site facility while you train. In close to 19 years, they've trained nearly 1 million students. Front Sight trains more people in 1 year than all the other firearms training facilities in the U.S. combined. Front Sight offers more than 50 classes both day and night. Pistol, rifle, shotgun, hand defense. Hand, minus the firearm, yes, on 50-plus ranges. Take as many classes as you want, as often as you want, for the rest of your life. Choose somebody to inherit your membership. You're going to shuffle off the mortal coil? I'll put this in your will. You can give them your lifetime membership. Dan, this is one hell of a deal, and I am so pleased that Dr. Ignatius Piazza has decided to let us do this again for this network.
I was just, well, not flabbergasted, I guess. But
well, I was
extremely I knew that would make your afternoon when you hit the door. Julie said, boy, wait till I tell John. And I wish I could have been there to see you.
Well, and my question to her is, why didn't Dan call me?
Well,
you do. You everybody does everything through the secretary, and I'm relying on her to tell me. Well, she didn't forget this one, but.
Oh, I knew she wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have run, you do fundraisers, and you've got ads running on your network about, you know, help the radio station stay, keep it alive.
Yeah.
And that's great, and I'm totally behind all of that. But they don't get anything in their pocket. They get a lot in their brain if they'll bother to listen. I mean, it's well worth it, don't get me wrong. But here, it's like, wow, you're keeping the radio station alive because you're getting the majority of the money, and they're getting something. I just did the math. It's pretty easy, a $25,000 membership. For $500, that's a 50 times value.
Mm-hmm.
Paying $500 out of their pocket, and they're getting the $25,000 membership.
Well, and hopefully the training that they receive, they'll never have to actually use it. But they will be, well, let me put it to you this way. They will be as sharp as an Annie Oakley with a weapon. And they... Dan, I just it was always so important to me because I would just hear people just get all giddy and excited. Well, I got my wife a handgun. You know, she finally got past the I hate guns thing. And, well, she's pretty enthusiastic about it. And I took her down to the range and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay.
And they shot one box of shells, maybe 50 rounds if they were lucky.
Yeah, husband's on a business trip. At 3 o'clock in the morning, she hears glass crashing. What do you do then? And this is where this training kicks in. It could literally, the one thing that nobody can replace on this planet, and that's your life. What is it?
You could always call the police and wait about 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, no. They have a habit of showing up sometime between death and rigor mortis.
I heard you say that before. That's probably closer to right.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the cops, they're the after-the-fact boys, and they can't get there fast enough. If you've got an immediate problem, and I mean immediate, what are you going to do? Ask your aggressors? You're going to make them a cup of coffee? Hey, sit down and relax a while. It's going to take the cops about 5-10 minutes to get here. If somebody is breaking into your home or your business and their intent is to rape, rob, or pillage, if they rob you, chances are they don't want to be identified. We'll just shoot you for the hell of it. Dead people yep. tell no tales. Folks, what is your life worth? Is it worth a lousy $500? And hopefully you'll never have to use it, but if you do, you're the ones going to be walking away, not them.
Amen.
Well, and I had from Oath Keepers, I had Mr. Rhodes on last week. Well, I was hoping, we were in contact with Dr. Piazza, and I was hoping that we could reinstitute this thing. And I haven't called him back. I said, I'm working on a couple of deals. Hopefully they'll come through. Now I have something to call him about.
Because, there you go.
Because the people that are joining their organization right now for militia, what are their gun skills? And would they be able to take advantage of this? Something that's returns 50 times the amount of what you're investing, and you're creating a life insurance policy. No, not one that pays off after you're dead. This is the one that keeps you alive.
Wow. I like that one a lot better.
Yeah. Write that down. I'll have to put that in a future commercial. But, Dan, I want to thank you. You know, that let the air out of my tires last week when I got that one-sentence email that says, well, not interested at this time. And then you had finally had enough. And it takes a little bit to get your hackles up. You just decide.
Well, I wanted to be respectful of the man. I know he's busy. I do respect him. You too, for that matter. But I thought, man, you know.
Gee, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Steve? Steve, did you hear that? I was thrown in there as an afterthought.
I heard it.
No.
Just teasing you, Dan.
Well, Steve, listen, there's no reason why you couldn't take advantage of this.
Oh, here's one guy that needs to.
Yeah. You know, Dan, I'm pretty sharp with a Red Ryder BB gun. I take a lot of hours in.
You'll put your eye out. Oh, is I'll that going to stop? Out. Is that going to stop a criminal that's intent on doing you great bodily harm? I'll just put your eye out.
He's blind. He can't get me, right?
Oh, you're going to stab him in the other one, the one he could see out of with a hypodermic. No, yeah. You need to take this class. I'll tell you what. Now, you just went back to work down there in God's waiting room. There's a lot of people to see. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
There's never.
I'm sorry.
No shortage of patients down here.
Go by Round Rock, Texas. Grab old John Statmiller by the arm. You two guys get in the car and run down there for 5 days.
You know what? Does that sound like I've got to pay bills? We're 2 months down on bills here.
Ouch!
But if we can get a little advance here, you want to do that, Steve?
Me come out to Round Rock?
No, on the way to Pahrump, Nevada. What do you mean you come out to Round Rock? What? You think we're a bunch of pariahs here? What? You said that with great disdain.
You told me that Round Rock was really quiet, and I got there, and I never saw so much traffic in all my life. And he wants me to move down here. This is like living in L.A.
I didn't tell you had to move in Round Rock. Texas is a pretty big state. Didn't you hear the song? You could drive all day on roads that never end.
It's true.
Yeah. At any rate, Dan Sutterfield, please put out your numbers and your email, please.
Gladly, sir. Pretty much any time, day or night, I'll be glad to help people. The landline at my house here is 573-762-2356. And I've got a new intelligent phone now. So I've upgraded, John.
Okay.
My cell phone is 573-465-2356. 2356.
Are you telling me you just bought a new phone?
Well, I switched to Cricket.
Okay.
I left AT&T because those suckers sent me a letter that said your bill's going to go up $5.32 a month for administrative costs. And after I read that letter, it sunk in. I wonder how many million people that are on AT&T. Maybe 20 million, I'm just guessing. Times $5. $100 million for administrative costs?
They're just administering to us. It's okay.
Give me a break.
You know, Dan, I left AT&T when I called for customer service from problems, and I found myself calling India.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a guy named Billy Bob or something like that, and I said, with the accent, I said, where am I calling? And he tried to avoid the question. He said, India, Bombay, India. And I said, And Billy Bob is a normal name in India? And he just, what's your problem today? And I realized this is it. If the call center is in India, I'm not doing business with you anymore.
Yeah, Donald Trump needs to talk to moving their phone centers back to the U.S. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Dan, what's your email?
Okay. The email is Dome, D-O-M-E, and no, I'm not bald, domedan@hotmail.com.
Okay, I'm not even going to ask you how you come up with a dome, Dan, but...
I used to build concrete dome houses, John.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't...
Have you ever been by
yes.
Italy, Texas, south of Dallas, Fort Worth?
I see it driving on 35 all the
time.
They
got that big caterpillar there?
All the time.
Well, that's the kind of building I built. I didn't build a caterpillar.
Okay.
But I built 17 of those suckers, and they're amazing. And I luckily got Dome Dan as an email, and I just hung on to it.
Well, there you go. Dome Dan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, @hotmail.com. Well, Dan, I hope your phone starts ringing off the hook.
I sure hope so, too. Now, you've got all the information back on your website, or you will have soon.
Oh, the commercials are back up. We had to do a little bit of editing here. See, I did this in the last 2 hours.
I know you did.
Put the commercials back up, did a little editing. We had to take out this offer ends May 5th.
Right.
Took that out. We got a 2-minute commercial up there and a 1-minute commercial, and both of the banners about Front Sight and what it offers and how you go about all this stuff, that is also up on the website.
Yeah, the people will have to create an account, cost them nothing. And if they have trouble with that, they can call me and I'll walk them through it. Once they create the account, they get a check to me at my home address, and I'll make sure that RBN gets their money and that they get their lifetime membership.
You know, I could also read that as Do Me Dan. at hotmail.com. All right. I'm going wacky here. All right. Dan Sutterfield, thank you so much. We'll make sure that everybody knows about this.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure.
All righty, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, John, Dome Home, that's kind of catchy. Dome Home. I like that.
Yeah, but it's something he doesn't do anymore, so let's not confuse the people. His email is domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. And I was right. I think you're more deadly with a hypodermic than you are with a gun. I think you need to take this course.
Yeah. Hey, can I make a suggestion right now?
No.
Yeah, let's... you talk about Billy Badass. Let's talk about that police officer that went into the wrong apartment. That's Billy Badass right there. Goes in the wrong apartment, shoots a guy, kills a guy, doesn't get charged, and we're still investigating it. God, do you think you and I would get the same consideration, John, if you accidentally walk in the wrong apartment?
Well,
her apartment is right below his. She goes to the wrong floor, walks in his apartment, sees a shadow, puts him down. They never mentioned how many shots she fired off, but she took care of him. And then, I made a mistake. Oh, flips the light on. Oh, shit, I'm in the wrong house. Sorry about that. But I'm in the wrong apartment here. I just killed this guy. Oh, well, it was an accident. Can you use that little excuse? I feared for my life? I don't think so.
Well, and the report that she gave was she showed up at the door. She went to put her key card in the door, and she had actually pushed the door open.
Right.
Now, in this particular apartment building, it's like the hotels, folks, exactly the same setup. Okay, you know, you needed a card to get in your hotel. They don't give you keys anymore. They give you a card, and you slide it in a little slot, the door unlocks, and you push it open. When you walk into that hotel room, what happens to the door behind you? It slams shut. And that's exactly the same doors that were in those apartments. So her story's out the window anyhow. I guess she didn't know. She didn't look down. There was a half moon, red, bright red welcome mat in front of this guy's door. She used her key card. Oh, and the door just pushed open. She walks into it, and then she shoots a guy dead. Excuse me? This whole thing is rife with bullcucky.
Well, I'll tell you, if there was ever a time to actually do a protest, and I'm saying white and black, and peaceful, I say peaceful, would be the time right now, because she should have been charged, and this whole thing we'll investigate, and no charges have been filed yet, is looking for some leeway to get out of this jam she's in right now. And you know what? I'm going to be really, really irritated and angry if this woman walks free on this huge, major screw-up of walking into the wrong apartment and killing an innocent man and just claiming, well, I made a mistake and we move on. This is a good time right now. And I'm really big on protests at the right time. If nothing is done and this person walks, I would be telling people, calling up, surround that police department and make a scene. Be peaceful, but make a scene, because this is wrong and it's unacceptable.
Well, there is a video, an exclusive video, showing how heavy metal doors automatically slam shut in buildings where a white Dallas cop shot her black neighbor in apartment numbers. Oh, and I forgot to say this. The apartment number was in neon, so she could see the apartment number. Yeah. Well, there has been information that have come out in social media that her and, the dead guy were seen out together before. So the plot thickens, and the Dallas Police Department is lying. You know, there's one easy fix. Now, you weren't with me last week when I covered this about a cop that had raped a 4-year-old girl and then threatened the mother with deportation if she said anything. Well, that was just the tip of the iceberg. What did you say the county name was, Mike? I said it was Bexar. You said it was Bear County. Deputy arrest prompt Bear County. Sheriff to hire a psychologist. Why? Because Jose Nunez, a deputy sheriff, was jailed in June of this year. Well, he was charged with sexually assaulting a 4-year-old girl and threatening the mother with deportation. But that isn't the only problem. Three deputies have been arrested in the past week alone. Of the 18 arrested so far this year, 10 are accused of violent crimes such as assault, while 5 are charged with drunken driving. Nearly all those arrested worked in the county jail. The sheriff's office has about 1,400 deputies, and the ones arrested this year represent less than 2% of the force. I can't get hired at Walmart without them doing a sperm and saliva test.
Yeah.
Okay? And evidently, you know, locking up people is big business, and we'll make certain allowances, like making criminals even more criminal than the criminals that we're locking up. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's take this final break. We'll come back, finish out this Monday edition of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And the guy sitting down there in Florida's, that's God's waiting room, is none other than Steve Elkins. Hell on wheels with a hypodermic, but I need to get him with a firearm in his hands. Right, Dan? Oh, I'm sorry. Right, Steve? Dan's going to call you. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
By the way, school principal that played in that movie,
he's
Ferris Bueller's day off,
a pedophile. Yeah.
Yeah,
he got off that, but yeah, he was convicted, but he copped a plea or something. He got off.
folks. Now, can you see why people are getting worn down?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, John, how many times have you heard people say, when you talk about politics and the politicians and criminals, activity and corruption, and they all say, well, they're all like that. How many times do you hear that?
Wished I had a dollar for every time I heard it. I could pay for the network for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like acceptable. Well, they all are screwing us, and they're all crooks. But what am I going to do about it? And they just go back to watching football. So I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm optimistic if we've got enough people, if need be, that are proficient with firearms. Yeah.
Speaking of corruption in California, Gavin Newsom, who wants to be the governor of California, in an article I think I sent over your way, wants to, if you vote for him, illegals will get free health care. They're already getting free health care anyway through the taxpayers, but he will have legislation that will give them more free health care. Now, what's the difference between – that's actually, you know, asking somebody – that's like a little bribery going on here. If you – I'll pay you $5 if you pull the lever for me and vote me in. I don't know how that's different. It's the same thing basically. You're promising a benefit or your – which is monetary value. But I don't know how this is all legal, but he's actually said this. He's going to – if you vote for him, he will give you free health care. Now, you're going to find out – John, you're going to find out how many illegals there really are in California if this guy gets in, because he comes from a billionaire family. He's going to buy this governor's office. He's going to buy it. I guarantee it. Mm-hmm. He's going to win it, and you're going to find out if he comes through and he promises what he's going to deliver, what he promises, you're going to find out a true number of how many illegals are going to go sign up for these benefits, and this is going to put us shamed to that silly number they've been throwing around for years and years of 12 million. The state of California probably has six.
If
so
not.
So the rest of the cut, yeah, or more.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hilarious. And I still got to get Ron. I haven't talked to him in a while. Get him the hell out of there before he has no more money at all, because once there's going to be a mass exodus of people leaving California, and then the industry is going to leave. And they're not going to have enough money.
This has been going on for a long time. You got the hell out, and you were.
They're not going to have enough money to sustain what they've made. This mess they've made. The illegals aren't making the money to prop this system up, and they're in trouble. They're in huge trouble.
Well, and as we suspected, you know, I kept asking the question, Steve. You know, why is it nobody's challenging this 92 million out of work, 4 million went back to work? Okay, what happened to the 88 million?
Yeah.
Well, and you said a while ago, you said, you know, I smell something here that this is just a way to get more illegals into the country.
Yep.
And I think after hearing what Donald Trump said today, I think you might have been exactly right.
Yeah.
Trump is just the start, folks. We need a statesman in the POTUS presidential office there that understands what the Constitution is.
No.
The one that was suspended on March 9th in 1933, by the way. We're pushing 100 years on the suspension of our own government that was never reinstated. Uh-oh. Yeah, we got a few problems to work through. Hey, thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for being here, folks. We need to support the network, whether you want to do it by way of cash donation or get yourself armed up and proficient. Your choice.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.